Jeremy Poldark, a novel of Cornwall 1790 to 1791 by Winston Graham, read by Oliver Hembra. Judd got up, but slowly this time, sucked his teeth and tried to whistle, but his lips were dry. He hitched up his breeches, and two fingers went into a waistcoat pocket for a pinch of snuff.
"'Tasn't fair to come on a man like this,' he grumbled. "'Me head's going round like a trawl. Come again in a month.'
"'The assizes are fixed for early September.' Tankard also got up. "'We shouldn't require a long deposition,' he said. "'Just a few sentences covering the main facts as you know them, "'and an undertaking to repeat them at the appropriate time.'
"'And what would I say?'
asked Judd. "'The truth, of course, as you can swear to it.' Garth interrupted hastily. "'The truth, of course, but maybe we could guide you as to what we most want, like. "'It is the assault upon the soldiers that we're wishing to have witness of. "'That was on the night of the 7th, 8th of January. "'You were on the beach at the time, weren't you, Mr. Painter?' No doubt you saw the whole incident. Judd looked old and wary.
No, don't remember nothing about that now.
It might be worth 20 guineas if so be as your memory came round to it.
20 now, and 20 after.
Yes.
'Tis worth all that for such a big story.
It's the truth we want, man, said Tankard impatiently. Were you or were you not a witness of the assault? Garth put his pouch upon a rickety, old, three-legged table, which had once belonged to Joshua Poldark. He began to count out 20 gold coins.
What?
Said Judd, staring at the money.
When that there soldier got his head cleaved open, and all the rest of them was pushed off of Hendron a beach faster than what they came on. I laughed at that. Didn't I laugh? Was that what you was meaning?
Of course, and Captain Poldark's part in it. Shadows were filling the hut with the approach of night. The clink of coins had a liquid sound, and it seemed for a moment as if all the light that was left lingered over the dull gold island of the guineas.
Why?
Said Judd, swallowing.
I reckon I mind that well enough. Though I took no part in it myself, see? I was thereabouts all the time.
He hesitated and spat.
Why didn't you tell me you was meaning that all along?